News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Thank you very much, and by God, that's some list of impacts. And of course, some of the most, there's impacts across the country, but some of the areas that have been most focused on are where we get our fuel in from. And of course, fuel comes in from Foynes, from Whitegate in Cork, from Galway and from Dublin in Dublin. No blockades on Dublin Port, but of course, the Galway Fuel Depot, the Whitegate and Foynes have all been impacted. Josh Crosby is in Foynes. Josh, what's the situation like there now?
Well, more people are starting to arrive here to Foynes, as I was last talking to you in the past few minutes, and more are rising, I suppose, as the morning gets brighter. They're getting out of their cabs and their tractors, and the guards are here too, but it's all very quiet as the protesters are waiting to see what is going to come later. And I've asked a few of them, what do they want to see come out of this meeting? And it's what I've been told all weekend, on the price of fuel, in particular green diesel, to come down. Now, I did see trucks up the road that would be usually carrying bulk cargo, such as your animal feed materials. So I walked up to have a chat with the driver there, and this man would usually be coming in and out of this port, using it to collect goods. And I asked him, is he waiting to come in on standby, like the chemical trucks yesterday morning? And he said he's standing with the protesters and that it's wrong to go in, because he said he understands why they are protesting. So yes, I suppose you could describe scene here as fairly quiet for the moment, as there's a sense of, I suppose, uncertainty, the unknown of where this is going today. But there's also a substantial number of protesters and vehicles in place that are not moving anytime soon.
Foynes, of course, one of two fuel terminals, the fuel refinery, the only one in the country, being Whitegate in East Cork. Josh, thank you very much. We'll head over to Jamie O'Hara, who's in Whitegate. Jamie, many there now?
Anton, good morning. Yeah, it's getting busier. It's just like Macroom yesterday. People are starting to come out. They're parking up their trucks. They're parking up their vans. They're joining people at this blue marquee that I was telling you about earlier. Also, I did mention when I was on with you just after seven that I had seen a truck drive into the refinery. It was one of those big white gas trucks. What I've actually heard is that it's a kerosene truck that the protesters had agreed to let through. It's used for home heating oil and especially for the likes of hospitals and nursing homes. So there was a provision made for that. They have agreed to let those trucks through, and the first few trucks have arrived in this morning.
Jamie, thank you very much. Jamie in Whitegate there. We'll head across the Galway Fuel Depot and Maggie Chambers. Maggie.
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, so the protest here shows no sign of easing as it enters day four. Just before I came on air, a so-called welfare unit was dropped off. It's to keep the food chilled and protected for, quote, the next few days while we are here. When I asked the protesters about the planned meeting later, they said they are unsure whether any of their representatives will be included and are still waiting for confirmation. They said they probably won't know until the meeting is concluded itself. They also expressed doubt that anything will be resolved today, saying they are ready to continue through the weekend if necessary. One protester told me they have no intention of leaving until meaningful action is taken, adding that even representation at talks would not be enough on its own. Another man said he's not leaving until green diesel is capped at €1. A key concern among the group is that schools reopen on Monday and they would prefer not to still be here by then. To paint a picture, Anton, fires are continuing to burn in metal barrels here with small groups gathered around them. And there are a few new additions today, including straw bales and timber being used for seating. So overall, the protest here remains firmly in place with no clear timeline for when it may conclude.
Maggie Chambers there from iRadio at the Galway Fuel Depot. And that question as to whether or not there is actually an invite to the meeting still hangs in the air. Ella Anderson is on O'Connell Street in Dublin. Do the protesters in O'Connell Street, Ella, believe that there is actually an invitation for their members to attend this meeting today?
Good morning, Anton. Yes, they do. Just before I came on air here, I was speaking with spokesperson John Dallin, who says he is in fact meeting with the government later today at around 2 or half 2. He's told me that it was agreed upon yesterday and that they will not be moving from their blockade here on O'Connell Street unless all of their conditions are met and they are allowed to speak to Taoiseach Simon Harris, the Minister for Finance. Among those conditions are the abolition of the carbon tax, excise duty and a cap on fuel prices. They say they're not moving until all of those conditions are met, not just one or two, and they are allowed to speak to the Finance Minister. So at the minute down here, it is pretty positive that they will be speaking to the government later today. There is still a little bit of confusion amongst protesters, some who haven't been informed about this and some who have. So at the minute, from what we know, they will be meeting with government.
Ella, let me just check that again. I'm sure I have it right. They've said that if they don't get to meet the Minister for Finance, if the carbon tax is not removed in its entirety and if fuel is not capped at a set price, they will remain on O'Connell Street in perpetuity.
That is what the spokesperson, John Dallin, is saying.
Ella, thank you very much. That's Ella Anderson there on O'Connell Street in Dublin. With me in a second will be Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association. Before that, Ger Hyland, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association, is with us. Ger, you are a fairly seasoned negotiator when it comes to things like fuel prices. Those three demands, meet the Minister for Finance, get rid of the carbon tax and cap fuel. What are their chances?
Well, I don't know. I'm going in front of government here again today. Myself and as an association, we were asked in again today. Myself and one other person from the association is going in there. I did reach out to some of the to a couple of people who had access to the protest groups yesterday evening, and I said, if it's of any help, we will be an honest broker here. We will bring their concerns with us into that meeting with government today.
But the thing is, Chair, at the heart of it, sorry, Ger Hyland, just one thing, because this applies to both your organisation and the IFA. At the centre of what the protests are saying is that both the Irish Road Haulage Association and the Irish Farmers Association, when it comes to representing them, have been inept.
Well, to be honest with you, I think while it was swallowed up very quickly, our association done quite good negotiations with government in our first round of supports. We may not have got everything we wanted, but we came back from that meeting that day with 22 or 3 cents a litre for our members. And look, we done our best in them negotiations. The door was left open for us to go in and renegotiate again. We were in there last week. We brought additional proposals to government as to how they might be able to help the sector going forward. We left them to study them. We were called back in again today. So, as I said to you, these people on these protests are no different to us. They decided to protest. We decided to stay working. But these are all hardworking people that's after building businesses.
Well, I want to go to the IFA
themselves.
I want to go to the IFA with the same question, Ger. Thank you very much, by the way, for joining us this morning. Ger Hyland, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association, is with us. Francie, that allegation, because that's what they have been saying all week, is effectively that the IFA has been toothless and inconsequential in terms of actually getting stuff done, and it has taken this kind of mass action to do what you have failed to do.
I don't agree with that. I think we represent our members. We have 71 to 72,000 members in the association. We have a democratic structure in every parish in the country, in every county in the country. And we took a view on this issue that we'd engage with government first. When the cabinet meeting met, the cabinet meeting that decided to support energy a couple of weeks ago showed complete disregard for the agriculture sector. In fairness, Ger Hyland was on with you just a couple of minutes ago. His association got a reasonable delivery for their members, but on that day, agriculture was completely ignored, and we made the point to government.
But these people in the trucks and tractors say that means that you're not delivering for them.
It doesn't. We haven't got any delivery yet. And the asks of the protesters that are out at the moment initially was give us a meeting and we'll go home. And we had a meeting on the 1st of April, and we went in with the Farm Contractors Association of Ireland, and we put forward our asks. We've waited 9 days now, and we still haven't got a response to the proposals that we sent in.
Well, let me ask you, is your position strengthened now by virtue of what these protesters have done, or is it weakened?
Maybe strengthened, Anton, to be fair. But a lot of the people that are out protesting, number one, are not members of ours. And we took a decision through our democratic structure that we'd engage with government. But we told the Taoiseach and the Minister for Agriculture when we met them on the 1st of April that if they didn't address this issue, this was likely to happen. So we're here today because of the inaction of government in supporting agriculture in particular. And we're going in today and I hope that the government have come with a set of proposals that's going to sort this out. We put in an 8-point plan to them. We still believe that carbon tax should be suspended. But the government said that they're not going to act in the carbon tax. I think they're wrong.
Right. Well, but on foot one of thing, that, Francie,
we put in demands.
Are you bringing any protesters with you? Are you bringing anybody? Because as to who's attending this meeting, there still seems to be a lot of disagreement. Is anybody from the protest group going as a member of the IFA's team?
No, we're bringing our elected representatives in today, and I'm not sure at what level discussions are ongoing with the protesters and who is representing them. My understanding is that there's a meeting in Ag House at 2 o'clock for a range of stakeholders. We still want that meeting ourselves with the Department of Finance to discuss the proposals we put in. I understand that there may be some of the protesters going into government buildings at 2:30, but I'm not sure.
Francie.
But they gave a commitment, Anton, that if they got a meeting, that they would go away. And that commitment should be honoured.
Well, that commitment has now changed, as we heard from reporter Ella Anderson on O'Connell Street. That commitment has now changed to being that they want a meeting with the Department of with the Minister for Finance. They want the carbon tax removed and they want a cap on all fuel, or they're going to remain in perpetuity. Francie, thank you for your time this morning. Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.